AP Update, I'm Ed Donahue. In Indianapolis today, some signs read, "No hate in our state." People were protesting outside the Indiana State House, a new law that prohibits state laws from substantially burdening a person's ability to follow his or her religious beliefs. Protester Jennifer Fox thinks it could sanction discrimination against gay people like herself.
It's important to stand up for things that you believe in and speak for on behalf of people that perhaps don't believe they do have a voice.
Governor Mike Pence signed the bill Thursday, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
As we all know, the Constitution of the United States and the Indiana Constitution both provide strong recognition for the freedom of religion, but today, many people of faith feel their religious liberty is under attack by government action.
The law takes effect in July. The Indianapolis-based NCAA says the law may result in moving future events elsewhere, including the Final Four next weekend. AP Update. I'm Ed Donahue.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.